Hello, Peter.
Oh, hiya, Steve. Are you ready for the, recording the show, the new show?
Yeah, we arranged to meet just outside the atrium on the way in today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yes, this is where we arranged to meet.
So we're in the right place, but I've got some bad news for you.
Oh, okay, go on.
I'm afraid the studios are out of action.
Oh, okay. But we're here. I'm here. You're here. I mean, shall we do a wandering goose?
A wandering goose sounds very good. Should we wander into the atrium? And
why not? Let's wander.
Let's go and do this thing. So, Peter, we found our first location, but the sound quality seems very strange. What's going on here?
Well, hang on, Steve. We're in the toilets, mate. We're in the gents' toilets, here at atrium, ground floor atrium. Tell you what, Steve, there's no peace, is there? Right, okay, well, recording the show, we've already mentioned it's the Wandering Goose. It's actually the Wandering 45 Goose.
Are you gonna wash your hands now, Peter?
I am, yes. Hang on a sec.
I'd like two Steve Johnson specials, please. Can you remind me of the recipe, please?
It's a shot of Americano with a shot of decaf Americano topped up with water and a little splash of milk. So I'll get those ready for you now.
Thank you.
That's the first shot going in now. And if I do the decaf...
All very exciting, isn't it?
It is, Steve. All very exciting.
Nearly done. Right, let's put the water in. Tiny splash of milk. There we are there, gents.
Thank you very much.
One time. Funkiness is coming your way. And I don't mean maybe, I mean today.
We'll be right back.
never done this before in my life.
We'll sit here then, Peter. It's a nice sunny day, isn't it?
But it is, yes. Yeah, we've all had all that rain over the past couple of weeks, and summer's eventually arrived.
We're joined now by Vaughan Rees, who's the university chaplain. He just happened to be passing at the Atrium Cafe, the Atrium Express.
As you do, and, just passing through.
I've been wondering what the recipe was of Steve Johnson special for years, you know.
And me.
And now I've found out, which is really quite exciting.
It's just blown me away.
It's more straightforward than I imagined.
Yeah, but you know, it is a special. It is a Steve Johnson special, after all.
So, Vaughan. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you. Just to say, with the Loose Goose Radio Show, the situation is, I'll try and explain to you, Peter and I work on the Loose Goose.
Right.
The radio studios are currently having a major refit, so the university is spending some money.
Oh, good.
On radio facilities.
Excellent.
Including upgrading the radio studios, which means that temporarily that it's completely out of action.
Ah, right.
So we just met on the stairs, on the steps outside the atrium, and I explained to Peter we haven't got a studio, so we're just going to record the Goose as we go out and about.
Ah, right.
So maybe, Peter, you could explain to Vaughan what the concept is on the programme today with the music. What's going on? Where are we going with this?
Well, it's not just out and about. The title is The Wandering 45 Goose.
Just put some sweetener in my coffee, Bill.
It is the, I'll say it again, it's the Wandering 45 Goose. So we are embracing the fact we're out of the studios. Me and Steve are doing a lot of wandering.
Yes.
And probably tapping a lot of people on on their shoulders.
Where were we just now, Peter? Maybe explain to Paul.
Yeah, well, I couldn't have 5 minutes peace. I went to the toilet quickly before we were recording the show, and all of a sudden, Steve's there with his little fluffy thing. Look.
Oh.
You know, he's shoving that in my face. Anyway, we're here now at... ground floor atrium at the Atrium Express Cafe. I'm holding a bunch of vinyl. You don't need to know these records, Vaughan, but just I'm holding a clutch of 45 RPM vinyl records.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes you back to what era?
Oh, I don't know. Will it take me back to the 60s and 70s, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the songs that we're playing today are from the 1980s.
I can remember when I was a small child, right?
Really?
Yeah, I can't honestly, that far back. But I tell you, one thing I remember very much about one Christmas, and the reason I remember this is it was my birthday last week, and my son made me a CD for the car of what he thought were sort of songs that I'd like. And one of them was Benny Hill singing Ernie. Right? And I remember when I was a small child, I had that as a 45 for Christmas.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And that's what brings that memory back. So
the fastest
milkman in the West,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Listen, I know it off by heart. See, I could recite all of it. You could hear the offbeat
pound
as they race across the ground and the clatter of the wheels as they spin round. I could go on and on.
Yeah. It's very reverberant here, just to kind of set the scene. But this is the kind of ground floor cafe area at the atrium, but it just goes up and up, you know, so it's surrounded by glass and quite relatively kind of high concrete space all around us, so explains the sound. But while we're on it, before we go to the first of the vinyl records, what is the because we're using all vinyl on the show this week as well, we just decided, what makes vinyl so attractive and likeable?
Well, it's nostalgia for me, I think. That's what it is, you know. It's I remember I have great memories of all those things, how precious they were, because they were very expensive when I was a kid, you know. You didn't have that many of them, so, you know, and people used to sort of borrow them and scratch them and things like that. It was all that kind of stuff, but it's all that almost crackling as well. My father had an LP of a sermon that was written by Christmas Evans, but was preached by a minister called Jubilee Young, and I can remember the first sort of 2 minutes of that was just while we waited for him to start. You know, it's those kind of things. It's nostalgia, isn't it? Coal fires, you know.
But nostalgia isn't what it used to be, is it?
Oh, the old ones are the best, aren't they? Yeah. No, it's not. But I think that's what it means to me, really. And I suppose it means as well about treasuring something, because it wasn't just the vinyl itself, it was the cover. Yeah. It was all those kind of things that you went out to buy, you know.
Let me just hold that there, because literally Peter's got the first record we're going to play today, and you have it in your hand. So going back to what Vaughan just said there, describe it and let's give it a play.
Well, the cover is very much of its time. This is Ian Page and Bop, and you've got this very geometric design on the sleeve with the lead singer, Ian Page's face. And this is Unity Street. Not a sermon as such, but a call for unity.
Hang on a second. I've just logged on to one of the... got you, Martian git. Sorry about that, Steve. Just got a bit involved there.
Oh, yeah, whisper.
A bit too loud whisper. Anyway, the next one, our next song, is the big sound authority with A Bad Town.
Keep it down a bit, can you?
Okay, will do. Sorry, Steve.
We'll be right back.
Well, it is the loose goose. We're on the loose. At the moment, we're on the way to CAD-001 to CAD-405. So
we just
walk along here, shall we, Peter? You've got another piece of vinyl in your hands while we walk along, so tell me about that as we go along. Can you describe the cover for me, please?
Well, the cover, yeah, well, this is a 45 by the Maisonettes. The A side is Where I Stand, and I mean, rather bizarrely, it's got a sort of cloud-like, blue sky-like cover, so nothing really to do with the song at all, I wouldn't have thought.
Still walking about, Peter, but that walk didn't go well, did it?
No, it didn't. We walked towards the end of a very long corridor, only to find the door at the very end was out of order, and we couldn't get through. So we're walking back in ourselves.
And where are we going? Are we going to have to go up to the next floor, I believe?
Well, yes. I think the plan is now we'll go to the radio studios and see how the refurbishments go in.
And I'm guessing we won't be using the stairs, will we?
We'll take the lift.
Well, this is quite exciting. We're just about to enter the lift, Peter. This is the lift that I've been in before now, which I don't think is going to happen today, but I have actually been in this one when it's broken down. So,
do they have to call the fire brigade to get you out?
They had to call for help to remove me, yes. But I have the magic key to the radio studios here.
Yeah, that's it. We can't just wander into the radio studios.
No.
You've got to sign a key out.
Even though it's completely dysfunctional and not working. But might be a bit of Welsh going on here for people who haven't heard Welsh very much in a second. You've got another record in your hand, and it's a name that I'm not unfamiliar with on the goose.
No, because she's featured on a show of ours before, Tracy, with, that's Tracy exclamation mark, with the house that Jack built.
Jack.
key in my hand here, Peter. Should we do this thing?
Let's do it. CAB313, we're in.
We're in. Oh, look at this.
Oh, it's dark.
Boxes on the floor.
Lights are on.
Everything shut down. Oh, blimey, look at this. The Loose Goose Radio Studios with nothing in it. Wow. Even the acoustics are different, aren't they?
There's things dangling, Steve. God. Things dangling in here. Wires dangling from everywhere.
Wow. It's sad to see the studios like this, but luckily it's only a short-term thing because the university are putting a lot of money into improving the radio facilities. So next time we do a Goose, we'll have a spanking new studio to work with.
We'll be back in here with new kit. That's
and
right.
If only we had a record player on the desk, we could play this. But again, an interesting cover. Tell us about this one.
Well, this is quite a sort of abstract cover going on here. This is the cover of the 45, The Questions, Tuesday Sunshine. Don't you know?
So just to paint the scene there for you, listeners, we're currently walking down the stairs at the atrium, which is one of kind of one of the main features here, really. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of glass here with atrium involved in the building title, etc. But it's basically a very, very white, very sterile, very clean kind of place, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, I don't
in a good way, I mean.
Yeah, in a good way. But the building is white, it's bright. I mean, I don't mean to bring the tone down here, but I think we have to reflect in a somber way the horrific fire in London, of course. I draw our listeners' sort of attention to that because we've passed a couple of fire extinguishers, and I noticed we've reached the sort of ground floor of Atrium here, and they must be carrying out some form of audit of the fire extinguishers and the sort of fire equipment here, because they've grouped many CO2 extinguishers together. And I think we have to remember, we have that sort of, you know, when we're in work, every Friday, 10 o'clock, we have that sort of alarm test. And I don't think in future weeks, you know, future months, future years, I will ever think the same about those fire alarm tests ever again.
So, Peter, we're just about to wander outside into the rear of the atrium, and I've stopped here at this fabulous multilingual sign because I'm going to come to you for the Welsh part, Sophia. So, I'll do them myself then. Okay. So just a bit, you know, for our listeners who aren't from this area, we can tell them that ground floor is Clawr Gwaelod. And can you manage the eatery one?
I'll try. Boiti.
Boiti. And then the students' union is Undeb y Myfyrwyr. Struggle with that one slightly, but I'll go back to Peter for the last one. And as we're just about to leave the reception area, what is the word for reception in Welsh, Peter?
Bound to get this wrong. Dibinfa.
Close enough.
Sometimes I don't like what you say. Sometimes I don't like what you wear. Sometimes we don't agree when we are going out. But I love you when you sleep. Sometimes you talk on endlessly without ever listening to.
Blimey, there's a bit of wind there for us, Pete. bit of a wind feature. I just turn around this way, I think.
We thought Chicago was the windy city, but no, it's Cardiff is it's trying to catch up there on the wind stakes.
There's actually, just to set the scene here, just to our right, there's this extraordinary wall, isn't there, which runs along the embankment of going up to the railway lines, which seems to be exactly the same kind of material that was used in the prison walls, I would say, many years ago.
Well, yeah, when we were talking Victorian era, I would have thought, and is a sort of a structure, if you can call, as I slip on a discarded can there.
You just tripped over a kebab wrapper, folks.
I was wondering why I was hungry. I was wondering. But yeah,
there's some free nourishment in the wall here, Peter, as well. There's some free nourishment original vanilla flavour, which is just parked up there in the wall ready for the next lucky person to come along.
Yes, unfortunately, listeners, people have used the sort of drainage, what I seem to be sort of drainage gaps within the brickwork to sort of deposit litter, which I think blights all cities, not just Cardiff.
I think in audio terms, I think that just basically sums up what the Loose Goose is, really, is it's an opportunity just to deposit litter on the airwaves. Would you agree?
Yes, but in a nice sort of eco-friendly recycling type of way, I'd like to think.
If you're just tuning into the Goose, Peter Yakimiak has got his hands in his BOAC bag. I can't remember the full BOAC. What does BOAC stand for again?
I think. I say I think because this was a, funny enough, this was a Father's Day present to me. Mm. I think it's British Overseas Airways Corporation. I could be wrong. Listeners could be ringing in right now and correcting me.
Okay.
But I think it's one of the sort of, one or two airlines that sort of eventually became British Airways.
Because I think I've told you before, my dad, who's sadly passed away, but he worked for Thomas Cook's, the travel company in the centre of Cardiff for many years. And he would often come home with such bags as that from various airlines, you know, freebies and goodies, etc. We're crossing the road now. Here we go. Oh, Peter's nearly been hit there. Peter was nearly hit then.
Well,
and a few gestures and gesticulations from the driver going down there. Did you see? I believe the index finger was used there, Peter.
Towards us or the van driver that he nearly ran into? Anyway, just a typical day on a busy road in Cardiff. And in fact, I nearly lost my vinyl there because the song we're about to play in a few minutes is the Questions Price to Pay, another 45, which has a blue, rather striking blue cover with 45 on it. But
can we stick with 45? Just explain the 45 RPM, which is the underlying theme today, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, it is one of the three optional speeds of vinyl, of course, 33, 45, even 78. And of course, it's this sort of technical consideration which in a digital world, you know, is almost meaningless perhaps to some people, the younger generations, I like to think.
And I think that kind of again encapsulates quite seriously what the Goose in taking something like that, which is really intangible and indefinable and borderline has no value except when you actually look at it and think of it didn't exist. Here we are, 45 RPM, and everything that's brought to the world of entertainment, really.
Well, yes, and you mentioned that if it didn't exist, I think, yeah, if these were just piled, you know, it nearly, as
they kind of were before the re-emergence of vinyl.
Yeah, exactly. So this, we're saving these from the sort of debris of history, in a way, by playing them on the show today.
We'll be together, Alex. Share a plan. Moving together, that's it.
Hold my hand, over we go. Watch the traffic now. Don't know, because that guy
here we go.
That guy might come back. He may have another go, you see.
Yeah, so, I'm sort of watching out for white vans here as well.
Here we go back once again, Peter, on the loose goose 45 RPM wandering goose thing. Back into the atrium.
So we're wandering towards the Mingle restaurant, which, looking ahead, I think that's closed, so perhaps we'll know even the student union. It's that time of year, listeners. The students have done all their coursework, they submitted all their coursework, they've done any exams. It's the summer.
And apart from the staff, who have very useful and exciting what they call that stuff, the staff development days to look forward to.
Next week, that's it. It's a research period for us, isn't it? So not a lot of people will know this, but of course we quite rightly spend the majority of the year interacting with our students, lectures, seminars, tutorials, you know, generally meeting with them and chatting with them. But this time of year, yeah, we've got probably about 2.5 months where we engage with sort of research activities, writing. And that's not just writing for peers, so fellow academics, but writing for the public as well.
We'll be right back.
So, Peter...
That's a very good opening line. Yeah. That's a very good opening
Denise
line.
Denise has noticed the fluffy thing.
She has. Well, it is quite...
Do you think it's off-putting for people when people approach him with a fluffy thing, would you say?
Yeah, I mean...
Depends how fluffy it is, maybe.
You know, we tried to be as fluffy as we can,
as
but
we
yeah,
can,
it
yeah.
can be a bit intimidating.
It can be. Denise, where are we? What's this? This seems to be some sort of reception area.
This is my wonderful reception area that I work in.
So is this the main reception for the whole atrium? I hear it's a fabulous place. Can you tell me more?
It is an amazing place, and the most amazing person is here as we speak. Because I've just got my job, so I'm very, very happy.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yes. So we meet and greet, get all the guests that come in, make sure everybody's okay, and if people are looking lost, we guide them in the right direction.
And I'm a bit disappointed looking just to your right over your shoulder there.
Oh,
there's a very paltry little supply of flowers, whereas yesterday there was a huge, well, probably 12-foot tall bouquet.
You missed it. You missed our £600. £600 worth of flowers. Didn't come from here. It was private. But they did, you know, gesture. I had some flowers.
Oh, they left you a few, yeah?
They left me
The scraggins.
No, they weren't the scraggins. Apparently I'd earned them because I sprayed the flowers to stop them wilting in the sunshine.
You've been here a few years now?
4 years
Four
now.
Years, yeah?
Yep.
How has the place changed over the years, do you think, the atrium?
Since we've got the new building, new extension, it's just come alive, completely come alive. There's more students, there's more visibility, there's more hype. It's just amazing. That extra building, good investment, well worth it. Fabulous. Got a bit stuck in the 70s, I think we were before. We're up to date now.
Like us, Peter.
Stuck in the 70s.
Stuck in the 70s, yeah. Well,
as early as that?
Well, we're talking the 1870s.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Could you just say you're listening to the Loose Goose Radio Show?
I'm listening to the
Loose Goose Radio Show.
Loose screws.
Loose goose.
Loose goose.
We like loose screws.
Use this.
Loose screws. Loose goose.
Lovely. Well, Peter, we have a well-earned sit down and relax now in this fabulous Art Nouveau chair thing.
Well, it's art something. I don't know whether it's nouveau.
It's better than walking around, anyway.
It is, yes. It's good to rest the legs.
I've got to say, you know, things changed. We took a real handbrake turn this morning. We did arrange to meet here this morning to do a show, and then we ended up doing something completely different. We haven't got a radio studio yet. We will have soon. But it's been quite interesting walking around a building, who you meet, and finding different sounds, and just discussing, you know, what this place is all about, really, and how it ties in some ways, loosely, to what we tried to achieve on the Loose Goose.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm conscious that we have a global audience, and it's sometimes nice to go local, or as us academics term it, glocal, where the global meets the local.
Really?
I think that's what we call it. I could be wrong. I could have misheard it somewhere.
I haven't come across that one. What have we covered musically? Just kind of sum up what we've been doing musically today.
Well, a lot of the records belong to Paul Weller's soul label of the 1980s. Amongst the earlier tracks we listened to later on, Tracy Souls on Fire, The Questions, Tear Soup. These were part and parcel of the Respond Records output from the early to mid 1980s, Weller's attempt to create a very British Motown. Some would say he failed spectacularly there, but that's open for debate. And indeed, the song we're going to end with today is Paul Young's old crowd or soul group, the Q-Tips, and Some Kind of Wonderful.
Hold on to Monday. I don't need a big bite.